Welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast Empower for Climate with Janine O'Keefe and Stefan Xenger. The topic today is, as the date of the recording of this podcast is close to the first anniversary of when Russia started to attack Ukraine, is the situation in Ukraine and how energy is related to the situation in Ukraine, how fossil energy and how renewables can help to overcome the situation. Janine, my pleasure to again do this podcast with you. Hand over to you.
Hi, welcome all. And I'd like to make an acknowledgement of country. I am on the land of the Kulin Nation, and I would like to acknowledge the traditional leaders and the traditional owners of this land. This land has not been ceded, and we have elders which are past and present, and I'd like to acknowledge their knowledge of the land and that they are still the stewards of this land. Now, let us start the podcast and invite Ruslana to introduce her experience, especially in Ukraine, but also her experience with renewables. Please, Ruslana.
Dear Stefan, dear Janine, it's very pleasure for me to be with you for this very difficult and dramatic moment of my country. I'm in Ukraine now and I live in Kyiv, the area close Kyiv actually. It's a very unique area, just 10 kilometers close Kyiv, the close center of the Kyiv. But you have to know that the situation in Ukraine are very difficult. So a lot of energy objects are totally destroyed. And the buildings and the cities, the small cities and big cities, even like Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, Dnipro, Mykolaiv, Kherson. I have a lot of friends there. And I speak with my people, with my fans, with my friends every day. And I have the information from, even from the fire line, fireplace from Bakhmut. I'm invited to go to Bakhmut, not just to perform, not as a singer or celebrity. I just need to my people who knows me very well, just to bring the energy of my heart. It's very important to have in your heart a big generator, accumulator, because only one thing unite us and give us the power in Ukraine. We are really fighting for our freedom, and everybody in Ukraine understand that this is my home, this is my land, this is my area, place. I really love my country. I was born here. I never leave this country. I don't want to be as a part of the Russia or Soviet Union. I don't want to back in USSR. Or everybody remembered the song of the Beatles, Back in USSR, but it's not song, it's not joke, it's not film, it's not a news. It's about the really life of the people here. A lot of children, a lot of women and old people just killed for nothing. For what? Everybody need to be informed that Ukraine, as we are independent country, we want to has our and build, and we are dreaming about our own way. All our generator generations, all time, today, future, we are independent country. And all the Ukrainians, we are a huge community around the world, but everybody focus only for the victory. That is why I ask you explain to everybody that it's not at the question of the Ukraine, even Europe, it's the question of the whole world, because now we need to change a lot of things. I think it's a big crisis around the world with the policy, with the economy. Why? One of the question is the energy, because of our mentality, because everybody need to understand that we need to change our lifestyle. And I believe as Ukrainian, as a fighters, as volunteers. Now, from Ukraine, my message, we need to unite more and more and more people around the 100 renewable strategy. This is the only one way to build a really a strong peace. Only one thing bring us a really victory forever and ever, without any war, without any energy terrorism and chantage, and use the energy as a weapon like Putin use it every day, destroyed by the missiles, Russia rockets destroyed our energy object, and we have a blackout every day. We don't have electricity, we don't have a connection, we can call to each other. It's a very big celebration for me when I have connection and call to my mother. She's with and my father, she lives in Lviv, I live in Kyiv, and I call to my parents and say I'm alive, and my parents say yeah, we also we are okay, so that's enough for us. My house is energy independent house. I have solar energy, I have wind, small turbine. It's more than 10 years I'm energy independent. And I say one time, I say just one synthesis. I am renewable, I'm energy independent. And now I have electricity. I have my studio, and I also make a shooting every day, a very important video, and I can perform from my house to the world, and I can create my music because I have my own generator and my own energy independent system in my house. So I'm owner of my energy. Produce the energy. That is why I can explain to the people as the voice of Ukraine, as a musician, with my music. I create my music only with renewable. I cook my food only with the renewable. I'm really happy about that. And I just, my dream to explain to the people, please do the same thing. And you will leave the war past, in the past.
I think it's very impressive, especially those people who can see the video. They would see also behind you, you are now sitting in, I think it's your, like your living room. The bright sun is shining at the moment, so providing
a
enough.
A big sun. The spring comes very soon, and we are happy for that. So it was really warm winter. We are, thank you God for that, because sometimes it's too cold in Ukraine, but these last mountains, thank you God for that. It was really warm weather. That is why this blackout, you know, just we are okay. But ask people to help us more with the energy independent system, with the generators. Ukraine needs it. Our hospital and our very destroyed area needed that. And I ask people around the world to help us. That is why, Stefan, very thank you. 1 year ago, when this bloody war started, I asked you, and you share this message around the world with a great initiative. We called it Renewable for Ukraine. And then I'm dreaming about this year that we can organize. We organize it every year, our Renewable Day. It's International Day when we understand how it's important to be renewable. And this year, I believe that we will organize Renewable Day for Ukraine, not just only unite people for this strategy, but also really help Ukraine. Do you remember the great event, Life Aid? Yes, everybody remember this, when all world helped to the Africa for most difficult year. So the same thing, Ukraine needs this power from the world. I think people are really unite for one mission and like love that. And with the music, with the musician, with the other very leading voice, we can organize it. And I'm dreaming about our renewed day for Ukraine this year.
Yes, we certainly need to do much more. And you
sorry, right. Stefan, we have sirens. You can hear this sound.
Oh.
That some rockets, some missiles. You know what this.
Do we have to stop now?
I'm with you, but even. It could be some really bad sound from the missiles around here because we are on the.
So you're getting a missile alarm now on your mobile phone.
I need to do that, but I can be with you a few minutes.
Okay, I mean this situation, as you said, we started just a few hours after we had the Russians started to attack with the tanks last year. We did this podcast when you asked for renewal equipment, and in this year we've managed to bring some equipment to Ukraine. Of course, this is just a small drop into the sea, what we did. We've raised now 150,000 euros, which hopefully help. But Ruslana, I would like to that people understand that to maybe look a little bit beyond, because your personal life is reflecting so much what the latest history of Ukraine, how the country became independent, and then also your personal kind of becoming ambassador of renewable energy. Could you briefly explain how you became so much interested in renewable energy? That was long before the war started, of course. We've been working on this before.
Stefan, for me, it's very natural. It looks very natural and comfortable, and maybe I'm art woman, maybe I'm as a musician feel that, but for me it's very cool, it's very great to be renewable. I don't want to use the other energy. Maybe I change my mentality very soon. And the area I was born and I grew up, it was Carpathian Mountains. And I'm really love the wild energy. I'm really fan and I'm crazy about wild energy. I'm really love sun and amazing area for creating the music video, for creating amazing footage. Just for the people, like images of the nature. I'm really crazy about nature. That is why I'm crazy about the strategy and do everything for climate protection. I understand how it's important to hold our planet, hold our land, the clean air, clean water. I'm really crazy about this lifestyle. It's only one way I explain to the people we can be happy. And yes, Ukraine spent a lot of time. You know, we have a big community here. We are also part of the platform Global 100 Renewable. We have a lot of renewable project in Ukraine. And also, at the same time, Ukraine had corruption. Now we have another period after Maidan. You remember Maidan, how it was 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Also Orange Revolution 2004 and the Revolution of Dignity. So we try to change our country more and more and more and stop this terrible corruption, which is from the Soviet Union. It's when people speak about corruption in Ukraine, it's not corruption of Ukraine people. It's the very terrible scheme between some people, some oligarchs between Russia and Ukraine. It's a few person. It's not about all country or all people. So just Ukrainians like me want to be to create or everything in our life. And that is why we are really focused for renewable, because this is the tools for us, not just making money, but also create something. This is our mentality. And Ukraine wants and be as a renewable country, very soon you will see that. Just my the small message, and I ask you really join us, help us. We have totally destroyed our energy system are totally destroyed, but this energy system was from Soviet Union. Also the object like Chernobyl, even Energodar, it's the one of the biggest nuclear power plant, but it from the Soviet Union. But we need more area and more green cluster, mini grid, like the decentralization energy system. You know, we really focus for the decentralization, digitalization, decarbonization. We focus for this this way, this strategy of the green energy, and we also understand that it keeps our area as a clean area. This war bring us a lot of problem with the climate here, with the ecology, a really big problem. It's very terrible things, but I don't want to tell a lot of about that right now. So our conversation is really about stop a war, stop use energy as a weapon and use energy only as an art, and bring this philosophy with a great event and discussion like that, with this conversation to explain people, nobody bring you the energy. You need to think about your energy yourself. It's your task, it's your point, it's your problem, the source of your energy. The source of your energy need to be only independent and clean. So if we can change the world with this example goes from Ukraine, it would be great. Ukraine is the best example how it's important to use renewable, because it's only one energy bring us a peace.
And what I find fascinating is that renewables offer peace, and they offer peace because you actually have a local community decision about how to use them and how to supply them and how to integrate them together, right? So you as a community, as 10 people or 100 people, it's your business, like you say. It's your ability to make the decisions. And it's not just wild energy or wild renewables, as in you're promoting the wilderness, you're also allowing yourself as an individual to be in control. So you're actually allowing your own freedom and your own peace and your own independence. I think it was what you said before about independent energy, which I like the most.
Yeah, thank you, Shinyin. That sometimes around the world, when I travel and perform, and when I'm speaking about that with the people, even today, everybody understand, but in Ukraine, I mean, Ukrainian understand it most. Because we use now just the small generators, just small power bank. We need any energy source. Give us just the battery for our phone and just cook a hot tea. I think you are crazy about that. We need any generator just make a hot tea. Not hot food, just hot tea. Just drink the hot tea in January and February. So it's not summer, it's not hot, it's sometimes it's very cold. So if you have the situation like that, you never forget it. And that is why I don't need to explain to my people, to my area, how it's important to build mini grid. We also spoke as a community here, we also spoke about that before war. We are really unique community here, and everybody believe me, because my house is very, very high place close Kyiv. And sometimes people can see my house from very, very far place, you know, and just make a picture and also send each other, oh, this is the renewable house of Ruslana. We also dreaming about that. So a lot of people are really want to be renewable and energy independent after this terrible war. Absolutely, I promise you that Ukraine will use only your energy and produce it to other people, to other country. So it's very important for us.
And you really see the, sorry, jumping in again, Stefan, you really see the strategy in the war situation where they actually attack the grid. They bomb specifically to reduce people's energy. So you're absolutely right. They're trying to take away the option to have a cup of tea. Over to you, Stefan.
I need to do something. I need to add something, Stefan, before it's very briefly. I shoot the very special story about our lifestyle now. And I fix the conversation and the emotion of the people. And I'm going to the place we totally destroyed, like Borodyanka, Gostomel, Erpin, Bucha. And I speak with these people who lost everything, a family, children, one son, or, you know, one daughter, lost the them house, everything. And I speak with these people and I ask, what I'm dreaming for, how you will build your life for the future. And I fixed this small story and small video, and I will explain to the world, to the other people, like other country, with my music. So look how it's important to be independent and freedom. Because these people, I mean, in Ukraine, we are Ukrainians. We are dreaming only about freedom, just only one thing, bring us our future. We are really dreaming about our amazing independent country.
Yeah, I mean, you are now, as we mentioned, you are living in a house. You mentioned that in a house, which is what you want, the vision that you have for the whole country. And I think we share this, Janine and I. We would like to have this in the whole world, to have to use renewable energy, which allows people to determine their own life, be independent without spoiling climate, etc. We've started 1 year ago. I mean, first during that podcast on the 24th of February, you said, please send us renewable equipment. And at that moment, I was personally thinking of, okay, how can we do that? And there's come a campaign out of that, an initiative. We've shipped now, the first was 1,300 small solar units were sent to the state emergency service. And then just around Christmas, we sent some solar trailers, which are bigger than that. So they were sent to hospital in Irpin. You mentioned that region, which is obviously very hardly hit. Of course, we are happy to help the humanitarian relief so that the people directly get some support. I was still surprised that even the national television reported about this. Of course, this is, as I said, just a drop in the ocean, but national television came to report about it. And yeah. Of course, we have more than 100 donors in the meantime from around the world who gave us some small amounts, some big amounts. Can you explain how people in Ukraine see this now, that kind of help from outside? Obviously, it's seen as something important because otherwise television wouldn't report about it.
Stefan, people, I'm really thanks for any, it doesn't matter how big this activity. People are really very thanks for all these things. And it's very important. We never just use that. We also think that we will not just thanks. We also want to cooperate with the people who wants to do some project with us. I try to explain you, we are not just all thanks, we want to use that, that's enough for us. We are also want to build a really great friendship and the new community between Ukrainians and some IT project and our technologies with the other people around the world, other technologies, other IT projects. So it's a very great community between Ukraine and other country of the world. We are really focused to use this situation to build this connection, this network. You know what I mean? So it's not about just, oh, thank you, we need more. No, it's about, oh, we never heard about this technology. Oh, can we do it with somebody who produced that or who created it? So we are really open for that. We want to produce this energy or these technologies together. So I believe, Stefan, that we can build and help with this community more and more and more to build this network. It's absolutely unique network because people here are really looking for new job. You know, we lost a lot of. I'm without any performance. I also lost my job for last year. I can perform now in Ukraine. I can perform, but only with my charity performance around the world. It's very bad. It's moving on just to make money for this period. All money I just accumulate and help to the people for our army of with as volunteer for selfie jacket. You know what I mean. With the medicals, with the dress, with the foods. So I just keep the money to help to the most destroyed area. And even I go to perform, I send you the pictures. I perform for our army. I never announce it because it's, you know, it's background. It's just between me and this area. We can announce it sometimes. But the one thing I need to say it for our conversation, Stefan, I'm really focused for, and I'm really happy about people like you and Shenyin. So the people who understand how it's important to be active for this period. Stefan, I'm really thank you that you are all this year with me, with your SMS, with your support, with your activities, initiative. Thank you so much, Anin, for this also understanding. And I believe that you feel us by heart. And that is why I am really believe for our victory. We have a biggest power ever, our heart. So the biggest energy in our heart, because we are just human. I'm human. That's enough for me to build the same language. We are the same body. So a lot of amazing things unite us. So this is the time not to be just energy independent of freedom, just also be energy friendly, energy. You know, when you want to bring your energy to each other, so with my heart, with my music. So I really need to leave this area and go to the underground because I have a special map. You can see also that the three region of Ukraine are waiting for missiles. It's Kyiv, it's Crimea and Lugansk. So we have special map, we can see that. That is why I'm sorry. But I think you understand me.
Please stay safe. And yes, I mean, we will do World Renew Day Ukraine. We support it. And please go now to seek shelter. And thank you very much for being available in spite of this really terrible situation.
I never say bye, but I'm really
see you soon.
Yes, organize more this conversation. And next time, I promise you that I bring this special video and I will present it for the conversation like we have with more people. You can invite more people. Also, Shenyan, think how we can invite more people for the conversation and build this platform as an energy independent generation. Just repeat more and more and more. I'm renewable. It means I'm energy independent. It helps. It really motivates us around the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay safe and see you again.
See you very soon.
So, Shenyan, this podcast obviously ends a little bit earlier than we had scheduled, because of people can now directly feel the situation in Ukraine. So Ruslana has just got warnings that missiles are approaching the place where she's living, and she has to now go to seek shelter. So what is your? I mean, it somehow makes me speechless, but we have to speak about this now. How do you feel?
Oh, it's absolutely revolting, but it also shows that renewables undermine the goals of the perpetrator of war. And that is key. Like that means that renewables have a place in our society in all situations, even in the most negative alternative, which is war. So renewables actually create peace by removing the power of the warmonger, as in this case, which is Putin. And we need to understand that and help people understand that, effectively, renewables are a form of making peace. If you're using local community, local decision-making, and local energy, the energy of the community, to bring this forward.
It is very interesting when you look at it. The kind of big thinker of that, Hermann Scheer, has always talked about decentralization of the economy, which goes hand in hand with the decentralization also of political power. And what we see in Putin's Russia today is that it's a highly centralized state with the oil, gas, nuclear companies, Rosatom, Rosneft, or Gazprom, controlled by the center, the political center, while at the same time, I know some of the provinces are now also suffering from the centralization process. And interesting that it's those provinces in Russia, I know, who are aiming at, for example, building wind turbines, solar panels. So obviously, there is a clear correlation between, on the one hand, centralization, war, and the centralization, anti-democratic power, and on the other side, climate resilience, a climate-friendly, if I may say that, society. And I mean, we had in the past wars about oil, also we shouldn't forget, in the Gulf region, etc. But I think we can present a nice vision for the future. That maybe is the biggest takeaway of this podcast here.
Absolutely. And the question which I missed to ask, Ruslana, is how does nonviolent civil disobedience compare, or how is it equivalent to the self-defense which Ukraine is actually going through? Because the truth is, Ukraine, I've hardly seen a single bomb which has been sent from Ukraine to Russia. They've only been stopping people coming into their country. So they've resisted the violence of the Russian army and Putin, but they haven't, so they've used self-defense. So in many ways, it's almost a form of non-violent war for them, because they're only doing it to continue to survive. And that's why renewables are so important, because you give yourself the ability to survive, and you resist, therefore, the invasion process.
Mm. So that is I fully agree actually there is no need in a more decentralized, more democratic system to resist against something, because it's the power is with the people. It's more decentralized.
And it would be even a goal to see these towns in Russia almost secede from the centralized power, and resist from sending soldiers to the central power.
I followed the discussion. I've had very high level meetings in Russia. That was, of course, before the war started. And it's very interesting that even those remote areas in Siberia, they would have enough wind to become also independent, self-sufficient. But that's not supported by Putin's government. Instead of providing small wind turbines and batteries, which would be much, much cheaper, they keep those communities dependence by continuing with diesel generators, which makes a kilowatt hour maybe $2, $3, $5, instead of when you would have a mini grid there, it could be in the range of cents. But again, here you can see very well how the political structure and that kind of energy supply dependence goes hand in hand.
Which is exactly what Ruslana's point was about the oligarchs.
That is obviously indeed in parallel. And I was also found it interesting to mention that she explains that this is kind of heritage of the Soviet Union. So a non-democratic system that Ukrainians want to overcome. And I've been several times to Ukraine, and I know that the system, the country is not perfect, but I know that the people really want it to be a nice place without corruption, without polluting. So I hope that with our podcast today, we've been able to create a little bit more awareness of what's going on inside Ukraine at the moment and how important this renewable energy mission is.
Thank you.
So I think with this, we come to the end of the sixth episode of our podcast. Thank you to our audience, and we will come back soon to you announcing our next guest for the seventh episode. Well, thank you to Ruslana, who is not here with us anymore, but she will listen to it probably later. And Janine, great pleasure again. Thank you to you.
And thank you. A pleasure for me as well. And it was great to work with you, Stefan.
Likewise. Goodbye.